Todd, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Would you please describe your role at BayCare?
Well, I am the application architect on the software engineering team, and our general role has been the development of a series of enterprise portals for the organization that integrate a lot of the disparate systems that such a large organization has. We did not have a good method of integration. There was definitely not any kind of nice modern web service interface, so we knew we were going to have to face dealing with screen scraping. We wanted to find something that would save us all the heavy lifting, a tool that would be more .NET friendly, but still use web services, which eventually led us to the Flynet product.
What other tools did you consider? What did you compare it to? What kind of capabilities did you find out there that led you to the solid decision of Flynet Viewer?
The various tools, the Microsoft HIS Server, the screen scraping components were very primitive. They had a lot of the low-level components as far as being able to break down the screen into logical objects, but there was no friendly development tools as far as giving you the visual capability to look at a screen and just easily map fields from it. The real diagnostic login of managing sessions, just all kinds of advanced functionality, it didn't have. It gave you the low-level plumbing. You had to do all the high-level stuff to make it friendly and easy to use. The IBM tool, more geared towards Java, it used the Eclipse IDE. It also worked with WebSphere, which we do not have an established WebSphere infrastructure here. And there was also some licensing cost concerns with that one. And then a couple other tools we looked at, we just ran into different issues where they either didn't provide all the terminalization protocols we thought we were going to need, like being only limited to 3270 emulation, maybe 5250, but no VT100, 200. Or they just didn't provide a lot of the nice, friendly GUI tools.
So Flynet turned out to be the only option that gave you both the friendly features, the ease of use, and a complete set of everything that you needed to get the job done.
Yes, and nice, strong integration to the .NET world in particular.
We've talked about this a little bit in the past, and you've told me about your physician's portal to provide seamless access across the entire enterprise, getting data from many different mainframes and sources, bringing it together transparently for the user.
Well, the physician portal project was designed really around two primary focuses: providing physicians the ability to access clinical data externally. We also wanted them to be able to get a nice unified view of all the data. Our first major challenge was to define a clean set of interfaces, and we decided up front to abstract everything we could out through web services to these back-end source systems. Our clinical EMR provided a nice web service interface that we were able to then come up with access to a large core percentage of our data. But with dealing with the patient registration and billing system, which resided on the mainframe, and also a separate registration system that resided on a Unix box, we had no clean method of integration with them. So we looked at Flynet, and we proceeded to start designing interfaces around a couple of key functionalities. So we identified these key data elements that we needed to retrieve from the mainframe, and then began using Flynet to go in and record the workflow that a normal user would execute to be able to query this data. We then use Flynet to return nice, clean web services that our front-end portal application, which was all written in SharePoint and C# components, to be able to query these web services. To them, they had no idea it was a mainframe application or whether it was a Unix-based application or anything like that.
How many transactions are processed on a typical day or month? What kind of volume are we talking about?
I track everything by the web services that are being called, and we see 2,000 to 3,000 transactions in an hour as far as generic web service transactions. Monday mornings in particular is when we'll see two times that peak.
You were able to get the physician's portal up and running pretty quickly when you started using Flynet Viewer.
It became a pretty simple process for us to go through, record a session, then go back, bring it into the Flynet Studio, define some initial mappings, but just go through using its wizards and define in probably the 70-80% bulk of the fields we needed, and then generate a couple of web service methods to return the core data that we needed. And from there, have the Flynet Studio solution, generate a .NET web service, execute that web service, watch it bring back the data, and then call that from a prototype app just to get the basic workflow down. So we had a prototype up and running in a matter of a couple of weeks.
So in the beginning, you did get some help in getting started and understanding those things from the Flynet developer support team.
Oh, yes, we did. And that was valuable. So because one of the things we made clear is we were kind of under a time crunch to get some initial prototype stuff up just so we could show it to our management and give them confidence that, look, the team has solved this problem of being able to get data out, because this was one of the key problems that they knew from their own history that was going to be a major challenge for the team.
What are some of the features of Flynet Viewer that makes your job easier, the ones that you really like best?
Well, just working more graphically. You are simply recording a session, visually mapping out fields on a screen. You pick the screens that are going to make up the data you need for that web service. And then after you generate your solution, that's when you get into dealing with good old C# code. But one of the things that I saw as being a big value for us is all the diagnostic tools built around the session management capabilities that are in Flynet. And also from an operational point of view, when you need to go back and troubleshoot, whether it's a interface that's going through final user acceptance testing, or you're having to troubleshoot an application that's been live for 6 months, and a user comes back and says, I was trying to obtain this one report, and I kept getting an error. Flynet provides a robust set of diagnostic and troubleshooting logging capabilities. You know, you do not just see screens being logged. You see the actual task as far as individual web service, and when you look at the generated C# solutions, it translates to the actual task objects within that are actually being executed. It tells you how it recognizes a screen so you can find whether it's misrecognized a screen or it's at a screen it just doesn't know, which may be something changed on your back-end system. It's just a nice, wealthy set of tools that allow you to get in and quickly diagnose what your solution is doing. With the Flynet diagnostic toolset, it becomes basically trivial to determine that type of stuff.
Many developers have commented on the quality of the code generated by Flynet Viewer and its full compatibility with .NET and Microsoft Visual Studio. Have these been important features for you?
Definitely. The type of code it generates is both clean and very well commented. They put a lot of comments in the code describing exactly what the application is trying to do at a certain point. So when you go back in looking to customize the solution it generates, it's very well broken out as far as, when you know, here's regions where you should put your customizations, because if you have to go back and regenerate the solution at a later time because you've imported new screens, it gives you the capability of automatically merging your customized code with the new generated code. You don't have to worry about it wiping out what you put in before its customizations and having to re-merge those customizations or deal with that. The code, very clean structure, nice C# code, nice naming conventions, following good .NET conventions. It plays well with the Visual Studio.
Has it been reliable?
Yes, the portal's been up for a year and a half. We have had basically zero problems.
What would you tell the developers that are listening to an interview like this about things that they should really focus on in making a choice?
If they have any kind of back-end integration where they know they're going to have to integrate with some legacy applications that are mainframe or Unix-driven, where you'd want to integrate them into a more modern application like a web interface, or even if you were going to do a GUI application, a Windows GUI application written in .NET, whether that is a standard Windows GUI or you're going to use something like a newer tool like Silverlight, Flynet makes your job so much easier. It does a very good job of hiding 95%+ of the ugliness from a PC developer's point of view of dealing with the mainframe system, not sitting there worrying about the more esoteric nature of dealing with terminal emulation and screen scraping, or troubleshooting, diagnosing an application, writing a bunch of diagnostic code. They pretty much provide you that capability out of the box so you don't have to sweat it. And every time we have offered feedback about better .NET integration we'd like to see, that makes it right into the feature list.
Todd, on behalf of all of us at Inventu, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us and for your many kind comments. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I appreciate the chance to talk about it. I've really enjoyed my experience in working with Inventu. It's night and day, the responsiveness and support from a company like Inventu compared to some of the large vendors that I'm used to dealing with.
Well, that's what we love to hear. And on that note, I want to thank you for joining us.
Okay.